It's a sunny morning on Galveston Beach. Young kids are in the waist-high surf, letting the waves knock them around.
That's a banana boat.
Very nice boat.
It's a very nice boat.
Kids, speedboats, all part of the scene that Bill Merrill can see from where he works. Merrill is a marine scientist at Texas A&M's Galveston campus. It's right on the water. The water that Merrill thinks about a lot.
Well, what you have down here is you have 364 days of beauty and one day of absolute terror, and that's the day that we got to protect against.
The terror from the tropics, hurricanes like Ike that caused tens of billions of dollars in damage. It was following that 2008 disaster that Merrill developed and began promoting the idea of building a massive dike. It would hold back the Gulf water pushed by hurricanes across Galveston Island and up the Houston Ship Channel. Called the Ike Dike, it would be 17 feet high and stretch 65 miles and be sort of like the existing seawall that was erected to protect part of Galveston after a massive hurricane in 1900.
You would expand the protection afforded by the seawall. Not the seawall itself, perhaps. I mean, we would have sand dunes, perhaps, that had a core in them and that sort of stuff to make it look natural, much like the Dutch have.
And like in Holland, the Ike Dike would have giant gates to allow ship traffic through, but which could be closed before a hurricane's storm surge hit the coast.
We think that the concept works. We've been able to prove that, and we think that it'll have a very good cost-benefit ratio.
And that cost could be as much as $6 billion.
The biggest concern I've got with the Ike Dike is the fact that it is very expensive.
That's Jim Blackburn, a Houston environmental attorney. He's working with a collaborative of researchers headquartered at Rice University. That group has its own idea.
It's the Centennial Gate, and it's really named for the centennial of the Houston Ship Channel.
The Centennial Gate would be much smaller than the Ike Dike, essentially only closing off the ship channel at a narrow point just north of Galveston Bay.
And we could build for about $1 billion a 25-foot levee and gate structure that would protect hundreds of billions of dollars of investment.
Blackburn says the billion-dollar cost could be raised locally without having to ask for federal help. It's cost-benefit. Spend less, but protect the vital and expensive plants that provide tens of thousands of jobs. But therein lies a key issue in the debate over what sort of project would be best. Again, Ike Dike backer Bill Merrill.
You can protect the plants, but you wouldn't necessarily protect the workers' homes. So to be socially just, you want to protect everybody. All the studies show that hurricanes and surge really affects the elderly and the poor much more than anyone else.
It may be a combination of many smaller actions that are needed. It could be one big action.
Helen Young is in charge of coastal resources for the Texas Land Commissioner. Her office is working with the United States Army Corps of Engineers to evaluate a number of proposals, big and small, to reduce coastal flooding. Next month, she says the Corps will consider which proposals make the most sense and then will study them for a year before picking one. Who would pay and how much will be a major factor in what actually gets built.
In this climate, it is hard to count on federal assistance, period.
The current climate for tropical storms is what it always is in hurricane season, hard to predict. The same might be said for what could be built here someday to protect coastal communities. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.